Lots of Utah Jazz fans are refreshing and refreshing Twitter right now to find out any news from the team's meeting with all-star forward Gordon Hayward.
Hayward's got Jordan one-on-one, slides right by him, push it up, put it down, and a foul.
The meeting includes Jazz management and some players joining us live in studio. Hey, KSL.com Jazz reporter Andy Larson, thanks for stopping in. Mm-hmm. So who's in this meeting? Which players?
Yeah, you got Joe Ingles, Rudy Gobert, new point guard Ricky Rubio the Jazz just traded for, and Rodney Hood has joined as well. So.
Okay, wait. Rubio's been with the team for about 15 seconds, and he made it to this meeting in San Diego?
Yeah, and believe it or not, he had a wedding in Europe yesterday, so he flew from Spain today to make this meeting.
So this is a way of saying, Gordon Hayward, you are that important to this team.
Absolutely, and they want to introduce him to his new teammates, and of course the old ones too, and say this is what you'll be a part of if you sign with the Jazz long term.
So how long has this meeting been going on? It's at Hayward's house in San Diego, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's been going on for about three and a half hours now. So it's not a short thing. They want to really make clear to him what his growing role with the team will look like as kind of the number one option on the Jazz.
So if he'd already decided on the Celtics, this meeting would have been, oh, thanks a lot for the coffee cake. You take care, guys.
Exactly, yeah. And so that it is going 3 hours and longer is a good sign.
Sorry, what's the pitch?
The pitch
what
is...
What are they saying?
The pitch is, look, if you're building a youthful core around Rudy Gobert, yourself, Ricky Rubio, who's 26, Rodney Hood, who's 24, and that you can be a player in the Western Conference as the number one option. I think that's a big thing, is that he can really lead the Jazz moving forward and again, kind of build a legacy here in Utah, too.
Okay, but you're going up against that pitch that Boston made mm-hmm. with the Fenway Park, and we saw the video that was played for Gordon Hayward and his wife with David Ortiz and... Paul Revere was practically in that video. Is this enough of a pitch to make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out. You know, he's supposed to make the decision Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll see somewhat soon. But yeah, I mean, you have to make a pitch that rivals all of the history that the Boston Celtics have to offer with their 17 championships, and it's not easy. You know, certainly the Eastern Conference is easier than the West as well. But I do think that Rudy Gobert is probably the best player that Hayward could play for out of any of the three teams: Utah, Miami, or Boston.
Okay, Andy, the last time you sauntered in here, you said it was 50-50 that he'd stay. What are you thinking now?
Yeah, still, I mean, we're still at nearly 50-50. I think a couple of good pieces of news have come out in the Jazz's direction, whether that be Robin Hayward's tweeting of the Instagram of the letters or Gordon Hayward's dad tweeting a Stayward message earlier this morning. So we're starting to get some idea that maybe the family likes the attention that he's getting in Utah, may want him to stay. It doesn't matter anyway. I mean, we're grasping at these tea leaves anyway.
Okay, so it's the 3rd of July. Are you going to hang around for a while, or are you going home and...
No, I'm refreshing Twitter just like Jazz fans today, tomorrow, the next day. I mean, I want this news as soon as possible.
Stop back in here if you have some, all right?
Will do.